Let's go.
Cheers, everyone. It's Texas on Tap with Miss Helen, along with producer Kyle. So, Garrett, how's it going?
Hey, it's going okay. As I was telling you, we've got our birthday show coming up this weekend and realized I'm going to be in Houston for a whole week after that. So I had to kind of go frantically prepare myself for an extended stay. Otherwise,
isn't
it's good.
That just like, yeah. And that's just like such a different kind of stress on your body and your mind mentally when you're doing stuff like that. It's like, it's just those little, your checklist and making sure you have everything covered. I hate that.
It's funny because like going out on the road, you know, I got so used to just like getting all the same stuff that I always get, the same clothes, the same bags, all everything. Mm-hmm. So that's easy. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, okay, I'm leaving, whatever, grab it all together. It takes like 5 minutes. But yeah, whenever it's a different type of trip than you're used to, you have to like actually think about it. And yeah, it's a little stressful.
Well, one thing that will take some stress away from everybody is the four songs that we're going to be discussing on Texas on Tap today. I'm just blown away by all four. They're so good, top notch. And I'll jump right in if you don't mind.
Yep, go for it.
I'm going to start off. Jordan Rayner just released a new song to radio. It's called Painted Horses. And basically, it's singing about her Oklahoma. And you can tell her heart and her soul are into this song. Basically, the whole hook is, I belong to the land of painted horses. But it's such a peaceful song. Her voice is so strong. You can just pick up on where her heart is. But some of the writing in this, like it's where the Indian paintbrush grows. They call it Oklahoma. I call it home. She loves Tennessee. But listen to some of these lines. Where the rain beats down like a Chickasaw drum. And then I belong to the land of painted horses, molded from Red River mud, Mustang spirits guiding her. I mean, it just goes on and on. One of the stronger lines in the song, bareback riders on the wind when the sky turns black and a storm rolls in. It's just such a great setting. And the whole song just kind of wraps up at the end. And anyway, so yeah, Jordan Rayner, we love her. Everybody loves Jordan. And she's just come so far. I mean, she's already amazing, but her voice thing, when she went on that competition, just, I think everybody fell in love with her, the whole nation, mm-hmm. the whole world. So Jordan Rayner, Painted Horses is out to radio. So I'm sure y'all are going to be hearing that and loving that one.
That's the type of song that a young girl listens to, especially now that she's got a big, you know, a new audience. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot of younger people from The Voice and stuff like that. That's the type of song that a young girl hears and they're like, okay, I'm going to be a musician. That's the only thing that I'm going to do. You know, it's like, it's so epic and emotional and powerful. And I don't know. I was just imagining like a little girl just staring at the TV, you know, falling in love with music.
I know. And you're so right about that. And it almost reminded me of when I was little and we read all the Little House on the Prairie books. There's a series it's called.
Yeah.
But yeah, like where it was takes you to the prairie and takes you to the country and how they lived and that lifestyle. So yeah, I totally agree with that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now we'll open the tap room door for our friend Will Carter. Had me at goodbye.
Sunlight silhouettes fading just like us, just like the cigarette. It's burned way too long. Keep it going on. I want it, but it's wrong. I've waited for so long. Better.
Keep it going on. I want it, but it's wrong. I've waited for so long.
want it, but I'm never satisfied. Wondering if the grass is greener on the other side. You had me at goodbye.
Talking about when he came on the podcast, he said it would be dropping on this day. Had me at goodbye, and I love the twist on it. Get your attention. Is the grass greener on the other side? Do I want to be by myself? Do I want to be alone? And then, unfortunately, that goodbye got the attention. So yeah, it's just a great upbeat song. His voice is amazing as always. But it seems like with each release too, with Will, it's like it just gets better and better. Like he's challenging himself or outdoes himself. So love Will, great song, out to radio. Had me at goodbye. Congratulations to Will on that awesome song.
All right. Well, let's keep the tap room doors open. This is a big one. I've been looking forward to it for a while since we had her on the podcast. And it's Amanda Kate Ferris featuring Janie Fleener. Are you a real cowboy?
She was on a quest. She wouldn't rest. She'd seen him.
Have you slept there all night? Have you danced down?
She teased this back when we had her on the show, like I was mentioning, and was really excited about it. You could tell, you know, she told us a little bit about Janie and how she's a famous, you know, fiddle player, has played with everybody, mm-hmm. but not so much of a singer. But God, you'd never tell. They killed it. It was...
Their vocals are so strong.
Both of them. It was outstanding.
Like the windows would be shaking in that studio or whatever. Like a glass would break. Oh, I mean, it's like, good Lord, the strength in those two voices to, and then combined.
Mm-hmm. I have the exact same thought. And the song is, you know, super quirky, super fun, while also being like a great two-stepping song. And I thought it was fantastic. It's kind of like, you know, I feel like a lot of men in country kind of want to write this song. It's like, I'm a cowboy. I'm a real cowboy. And she's like following it up. Like, are you sure?
Well, yeah, that's right. And that's the thing. If you want to vet them, listen to this song. 'Cause that's your whole checklist right there. Yep. Have you danced in Green Hall? Do you stay in your butch? Barbed wire? I mean, everything's in there. I loved it.
Yep, me too. All right, moving on. John Stork dropped another new one to streaming today. It's called Long Shot, and we got to queue up the first dance playlist with this one because he is knocking it out of the park. It's about as 90s country as it gets. It's a ballad at that. It's beautiful, unforgettable message, unforgettable chorus. And John's kind of got me on the edge of my seat with this one because the last few songs that he's releasing towards this new project, there's so much variety. And so it's got me just like really wondering what the... you know, what to expect from the rest of the songs, what the whole thing will sound like cohesively. But there's been crazy cool production. This one's like a lot more traditional kind of mm-hmm. classic 90s, you know, ballad. But man, it's a great song. I want to dance to that song one day, maybe.
That song gets you right here. And it's a song that will be around for a long time. And yes, and definitely it's that first dance. It's that wedding. It's that fall in love song. It's there. It's going to be there forever.
Yep.
Loved it.
You bet. Me too. Well, let's talk about our friends More Than Music Creations, who we'll be doing a little giveaway with this weekend at our show at Do-Si-Do Whiskey Bar in the Woodlands for our third birthday party, as well as my birthday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Kyle's birthday.
Yeah. Well, I just say that because I try to make it less confusing, because on the ticket link, it says like Kyle's birthday, whatever. Because originally when I booked the show, it was just going to be a Kyle Garrett show. And then we were like, oh my God, we have to do a Texas Toast party. Yeah. So it's a little bit of everything, but More Than Music Creations made a one-of-a-kind, unique Texas Toast line jewelry set, but with exclusive colors, never will be made again. And if you come to the show, you'll automatically get a free raffle ticket to win it. You can also purchase additional raffle tickets if you'd like. But that's really cool. We're looking forward to that. We're going to be giving away some new merch and stuff too, if maybe you saw my goofy little video that I posted on socials yesterday. But I was trying to channel my inner Billy Mays.
I thought it was really good. And red is your color. You look really good in red. Yes.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you. That's fun.
I'm sure that's just what you wanted to hear.
And well, I mean, no, not particularly, but I guess I'll have to wear the shirt to the show.
Yes, that's going to be exciting. And that piece of jewelry that they made just for this is, it's gorgeous. I love it. Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lindstar Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlindstarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
So yeah, looking at some of the things popping and topping on the Texas country charts, some of the big debuts this week, Kate Watson's My Crowd, My Friends, she debuted in the top 100 on the Texas country music chart at 85. Peyton Riley, I think we might have mentioned it. She's got a new single out, Not As Much As I Used To, and it also debuted in the top 100 on this chart. The Great Divide held on to number one with Set It All Down. So their second week in a row, number one on Texas country music chart. And number one this week on CD Extraction Texas goes to Cody Johnson, the painter. That one kind of keeps swapping out. And then Jamie Richards is number one on the Texas Regional Radio Report with his song Right at Home. So that's just kind of the things that are topping.
Love it. Well, so we've got some other new music out this week I wanted to mention. Obviously, if you listened to the podcast from earlier this week, I was the guest. And that was a lot of fun. Yes. Put me in the hot seat.
That was so fun. When you get to interview, I got to interview Kyle, and it was good. You got some good stuff going on.
Thank you. I'm trying my best. You know, I'm really happy with all the music and stuff that I've cut and been writing even lately. But yeah, anyways, I dropped a song today to streaming. So if you guys dug the last one or are curious what I'm all about, you can go check it out. It's called Who's Keeping Score. That's out now. And then Ty Larimore dropped a new single today and another one that I had never heard of, but Rosie Nolan, thanks to our friends at Smith Music, put me on to her, and that song is outstanding. So go check that out as well. And then as far as news this week, I hate to be that guy, but I just don't think anything's as important as what we've got going on Saturday. So come on out to the show.
That is true. On a lighter note, did you see Nate Burnham doing the Savannah Banana?
Yeah.
The Star Spangled Banner.
That was so cool. How did he get that?
He's the perfect guy. But what they didn't realize, and I just so wanted to talk to Nate, or I want to tell those people, what they didn't realize is the hilarious guy, baseball guy that they had. They should have him like helping commentate.
Oh,
doing
wow.
Color on those, because you know how funny he is.
Yeah.
And he's a baseball guy. And I was like, man, they should really let him go up and sit with the announcers and just throw in some stuff, because Nate would.
That would be great commentary.
They'd probably hire him. Yeah.
Get him back down to Houston.
That was kind of a highlight for me this week.
What's the deal with the Savannah Bananas thing? Do you know what this, because I keep seeing it and I know that it's kind of like a fun league or whatever, but is it just like some new, like a new baseball league?
My daughter and son-in-law went, a lot of my friends have went to see them. I would actually have loved to have went to that one at Minute Maid, but it's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Mm.
Like they just get out there and they have fun. They act silly. You know, you saw the guy on the stilts, and it's just a big old time. It's just a big old rolling fun. You never know what's going to happen. It's like a circus.
Okay. So it's not necessarily a league. It's just like a traveling baseball event. I see. Cool.
That's what I gather. I hear
so much about it, and everybody talks about it like it's the most entertaining thing ever. I just wasn't sure if it was like a spinoff, you know, like an arena football type thing or what, but cool. I'm going to have to go check that out. They've come a couple times already. So
yes,
mm-hmm. That should be fun. You haven't made it to the rodeo yet this year, have you?
No.
And you're not gonna?
Nope.
Dang.
Unusual, but it just didn't work out this year.
Yeah. Well, my girlfriend's never been, she's been to the Austin rodeo tons of times, but never been to NRG. So I'm going to try and get her out there. My uncle's actually, commissioner for one of the committees. And it's mm-hmm. and Sunday is his last day of his 4-year term. So we're going to try and get out there and kind of, you know, hang out with him a little bit, get to go see his cool office way up in the top of the stadium. And, I think Eric Church is playing. So maybe we'll get to experience a little bit of rodeo.
And that's cool. So that's the last day of it, right? Sunday.
Yep.
And when I was growing up, our family, no matter who or what, we always went the last day, because when you see all the, you know, you get all this, the winners and who won this, that. Yeah. We always, I don't know. It was a thing with our family. We always went the last day.
Well, didn't George used to always play last, or was he always first?
When we went, okay, now this was usually back when it would be like Anchorage Boys.
Sure.
See, and I know Clay Walker one year.
Didn't mean to age you.
No, that was like high school. And then I've been a few times, like Clay Walker, I think, shut it down one year. I can't remember all of them, but
maybe George was, I just remember for like what felt like probably a 20-year stretch, but maybe like a couple of years. It seemed like he was either opening or closing it every year. Then I guess Parker opened it for 2 years. And so, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you and hanging out and seeing everybody else and playing some songs. And I mean, we've got, as you saw, Paige Lewis is phenomenal. She's got like a bunch mm-hmm. of songs that are incredible on this new record. Charlie McCabe just put out a new song a couple weeks ago that's killing it, going crazy on streaming. And then obviously Rich O'Toole, who is an old friend of the show, a super old friend of the Texas country scene in general. And he's going to stick around and play some songs too. So that's very exciting.
Yes. And Rich and I are going to be visiting, and I have some surprises for him.
Uh-oh. Yes. You can scare him away before he gets a chance to play some songs.
No, I'm not
going to
scare him. I just, you know, I go back and I find this old stuff, and it's like, it's going to be a great visit with Rich coming up on Saturday.
Good. Cool. I'm so excited. Looks like the weather is going to be questionable. So just hurry up and run inside and stay in there with us all night.
Mm-hmm. That's my plan. At least we'll be inside. Great music, great visiting with everyone there. And I know your family is going to be there, right?
Yep. I've got some family coming and a couple friends, and it should be a good time. I'm excited.
My daughter and son-in-law are coming.
Oh, they're going to make it? Cool.
You get to meet my little ray of sunshine. You're going to love Kristen.
She's I'm excited. Fun. Cool. Okay. Well, I'll see you in 48 hours. Maybe a little bit more than that.
Okay. Awesome. Can't wait. Cheers.
Cheers.